diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
The first thing given to the man was presence, God's presence. And it was that presence that everything else was to stem from, to grow from. So often we're satisfied with a short time in his presence. That's what we want to change and transform in our minds so that we don't just do church. Child, we had a time in church, and you're at home fussing. Amen. We don't. Where we want to go concerning our destiny, we want to learn how to keep his presence. You see, that's all important. A whole lot of your struggles disappear because in his presence, it's when you have let go of his presence, there's the presence of other stuff. Adam was given his presence and it repulsed all the darkness. Adam didn't have to be concerned about darkness. God never spoke about darkness. It wasn't even an issue. Why? The presence. We don't see Jesus speaking woe or glorifying the devil or saying this, that, or the other. We see him saying, I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do that which I have seen my Father do. Amen. He walked in light. And so my objective, and I want to talk about his presence, because that's the first thing, the law of first reference, that's the first thing that God gave to man, present, his presence. Amen. My question to you, are you in his presence in the grocery store? Are you in his presence at home? Or are you in the flesh? Say amen, lights. Are you in his presence on your job? Got to get in his presence. Or are you carrying his presence? Remember at the baptism of Jesus, the dove lighted upon him. John saw it. Holy Spirit sat upon him. It didn't just visit him. It sat there. And it stayed there. And it stayed there throughout the rest of his life. His entire ministry, it stayed there. I question us sometimes because he not only will be in us, but God wants to rest on us. Amen. This is where I want you to see church differently. We don't relegate him being on us and the anointing for a church service. Amen. This is a corporate anointing, but when you leave here, there's an anointing that desires, or a person that desires to continue to walk with you. Amen. Now he's in you, but can he walk with you? He's going to be in you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You got folk that tell lies, but God is still in there. They do deviant things, but God hasn't forsaken them. Now they'll reap from what they sow, but God is there. But the question is, can he get on the outside of you? Amen. To where when people come into your presence, they come into his presence. Amen. You see, it's the presence that God gave to us. Not your gift. Gifts are important. But it's not the gift. It's not the talent. It's not your ability. It's the presence. Amen. Amen. It's the presence. He says, not by power, nor by might, but by my spirit, my presence. And that presence, that anointing, is a person. Amen. Think about it a moment. It's a person. Amen. It's not just a goosebump feeling and a good feeling that make you want to shout and run. It's a person. Yes. When we start to understand that, then we'll start to do things to keep him there. I hear somebody say, you mean to tell me God want to be with me outside the church? Not just in you, but a manifested presence. There's a presence where whether we feel him, know he's there or not, he's there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a tangible presence where in a situation God can talk to you. And you can talk to someone and say, well, how'd you know that? Because of the presence of God. You see, he wants to minister out of you. But tell someone we got to take it up a notch. Tell somebody it's time to upgrade. Amen. No more church as usual. No more just routine, getting something fixed in your mind. You do it this way all the time. God is totally creative. Amen. Amen. He designs, amen, the houses. He writes the songs. God is behind all this stuff. So the first thing that God gives is presence. Now, I asked Pastor to do something. I called her. I think it was Hong Kong. I forget where it was. I called her. I said, you know, I want to do, or I texted her. I said, I want to do a little demonstration in service to emphasize something. Lord just dealt with my heart so heavily about this. This is a compass. And let me see. It's been a long time since I've dealt with one of these fellas. Let me see. I got it closed. Let me get it open. There we go. But when we're in the Boy Scouts, any former Boy Scouts? Trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverend. Scouts honor. You know, when we go on trips in that, you know, there'd be times you'd have to pass tests. So they take it, well, you know, being in the Army, this as well. But you go into places and they get you lost on purpose. Like you get lost, they get you out there, it's like, where we at? And so now you got to find your way back. And so you'd have a compass and maybe a little map and stuff back in the day, and you know, rope and you know, stuff for a little fire just in case, and you know, just all the little necessities in order to survive. But the compass was the main thing. Now, the thing about a compass, like right here, I'm looking at this compass. The thing about a compass, the way that they are made, is that wherever you are, let's say you're deployed into a jungle area and they had you, you know, your head covered, you don't know where you're at, all you see is jungle. And it's even night. Well, the compass will always point true north. Like right now, I'm facing the south. And this compass, if you could see it, the arrow is pointing this way. I turn this way and the arrow floats around, maybe they can get that on the screen there, to point that way. But it always points true north or due north. So I'm in the jungle, and I do know that north is this way. So we were east or whatever, you know. In other words, I can find my bearings with the compass no matter where I am. No matter how dark it is, no matter how far away you are, it always will point true north. Sometimes we don't know what to do, which way to turn. You know, we don't have answers. But true north is his presence. Let me say that again. True north is God's presence. Amen. Getting into his presence. See, a lot of people are looking for God, but they don't know where to find him. Well, you're not going to find him in anxiety. Amen. He ain't there. You're not going to find him in complaining. You're not going to find him in fear. Amen. He's not there. He doesn't dwell in those places. Moses said, Lord, get me chapter 33 of Exodus. Let me show you this. Moses had a tremendous assignment from God. And he's there, you know, kind of going back and forth with God. He even told the Lord, I can't talk. And the Lord said, who made your mouth? And somehow Moses convinced him. And so he said, all right, I'm going to send Aaron. He'll be your mouthpiece. You'll be a God unto him, but he'll be your spokesman. But Moses had a tremendous assignment. In verse 12, of Exodus 33, it says, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and you have not let me know whom you will send with me. That's a good question. Moses is wondering, Lord, you told me to bring this people out, but who are you going to send with me? Now, we're not talking about Aaron here, or Miriam, or the other leaders. Look what God tells him. He says, Moses goes on to say, yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Moses responded and said, if your presence does not go with me, carry us not up hence. Now, I want to emphasize something here. The first thing that God gave to man was presence.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR Banks. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.